This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1989.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, it's our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school and play it everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our son. There is all you need in Jesus. Won't you come along?
And now, here's Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there. Come on in. You've found the right spot on your dial, and I hope you'll leave it set right there for the next, 30 minutes or so as we fill that time with lots of good music, and then, as always, a good, fully dramatized story with a lesson you won't soon forget. It's called The Homecoming. Just this week, I got a letter from a young lady, and she shared with me the fact that the Lord had taken her grandma home to heaven. And she was wondering why the Lord didn't just leave her here on earth a while longer since she loved her grandma so much. Well, that's sort of what our story is all about. Heaven. Have you ever thought what it will be like? Let's see. Heaven. We're going to be all dressed in white, we'll sit on a cloud, and we'll play a harp forever, right? Wrong. We don't know a whole lot about what we as Christians will be doing in heaven, but as the cousins tell us, we do know it will be a wonderful place.
Heaven is a wonderful place, filled with glory and grace. I want to see my Savior's face. Heaven is a wonderful place. Let's live a life for Jesus and work for Him.
I always like to see what the dictionary has to say about certain words. Let's grab old Webster and turn to the word heaven and see what it says. Let's see. Oh, there are three meanings given. Heaven, the expanse of space that seems to be over the earth like a dome. Number two, heaven, the dwelling place of deity and the joyful abode of the blessed dead. Well, that sounds a little better. Number three, a spiritual state of everlasting communion with God. Well, that's coming a little closer. Hey, you know what makes heaven heaven for me? Jesus will be there. Tell us more about it in another bright song, cousins.
Heaven, I'm going there. Glories untold I'll share. All of its beauty will unfold. Inside those pearly father and my mother, my sister and my brother, reign through all eternity. But best of all, I'll see my Savior and share His blessed favor. This is why I want to go. River of life, there flows sadness unknown, I'm told.
Best of all.
other day, Tad wrote to ask,
Uncle Charlie, where is heaven exactly? Is it here on Earth or somewhere in space?
Well, Tad, the Bible doesn't tell us exactly where heaven is. Some Bible teachers and astronomers tell us that off in the northern sky, there's a huge blank black area that telescopes have not been able to penetrate. And some believe that's where heaven is located. Then they say, in Psalm 75:6, it says that promotion and salvation comes neither from the east or the west or the south. And that leaves only the north, so that's where heaven is. Well, again, I say the only thing that's really going to make heaven, heaven for me, is the fact that Jesus will be there. I will be face to face with the Savior who died for me. Tell us more about it, Jonathan.
Revelation 21:3-4. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Face to face with Christ my Savior, face to face, what will it be? With rapture I behold him, Jesus Christ, to die for me. Face to face I shall behold him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory I shall see him by and by. What rejoicing in his presence, crooked ways are straightened, and the dark things shall be plain. Face to face I shall behold him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory I shall see.
While we're waiting to go to heaven to be with our Savior, right here and now he lives in the hearts of all of those who have trusted him as Savior. And we can sing along with our three nieces, Mary Beth, Lisa Sue, and Becky. We are so blessed.
We are so blessed by the gifts from your hand. I just can't understand why you loved us so much. We are so blessed, we just can't find a way, or the words I can say. Thank you, Lord, for your touch. When we're empty, you fill us till we overflow. When we're hungry, you feed us and cause us to know. We are so
Yes, we are so blessed, and we need to be a blessing to others. I like 5-year-old Sherilyn's cute song, all about the fact that we are to be a storybook to others. Listen.
And we're walking, talking, too, for the tip-top storybook. When you take a look, I hope you'll the way I try to be. That Jesus is living in me. Every day I write a page into my life for all to see. As each day unfolds, my story's clearly told. 'Cause I'm a walking, talking, two for the tiptoed storybook. When you take a look, I hope you'll see. From the things I do, what I say to you, from the way I try to be.
Hey, by the way, have you sent yet for Keys for Kids? If not, I hope you'll get your request in the mail right away. Keys for Kids, it's our devotional designed to be read to and by kids of school age. Oh, I wish you could sit at my desk and read some of the literally thousands of letters that we get from those who are using Keys for Kids. And as I said, it's designed to be read to or by kids of school age. Boys and girls, if you're old enough to read, you ought to be having devotions on your own. Each day, you take your Keys for Kids book, you look up the scripture that's suggested, you read those few verses, then you read the story, ask yourself the questions that we put in the How About You section, and you think about the thought for the day, the key for the day, and then you go on your way, rejoicing that the Lord has helped you through Keys for Kids. But you know something? It can't help you if you don't have it. So I hope you'll write today and ask for Keys for Kids. It's free for the asking. One free copy per family, please. Here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Now let's get back to some more good music as we hear Janie sing our Go Along With the Story song, If We Could See Beyond Today.
If we could see beyond today as God can see, if all the clouds should roll away, the shadows flee, or present griefs we would not fret, each sorrow we would soon forget, for many joys are waiting yet for you and me. If we could know beyond today as God doth know, why dearest treasures pass away, the tears must flow, and why the darkness leads to light, why dreary days will soon grow bright. Someday life's wrongs will be made right, faith tells us so. If we could see, if we could know, we often say, but God in love a veil doth throw across our till this life is o'er, trust and obey.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Barbara Westberg, is entitled The Homecoming. light, love, and laughter are liberally mixed in the Hansons' home. But today, a silent heaviness seems to hang over the house, strangely out of step with the lovely summer afternoon. A long black car pulls to the curb. Mr. and Mrs. Hanson and their children, Jerry and Julie, climb quietly out and enter the house. Let's sit down a minute, Grace, before the rest of the family arrives.
I am tired. It seems like we haven't stopped since Mother had her heart attack.
Mm.
I'm glad the funeral is over. It's so hard to say that last goodbye. Pull the drapes open, please, Jerry.
Okay.
My, it's gloomy in here. I'm sure Mother wouldn't want it to be like this. She loved sunshine and fresh air and flowers and... Oh, it just doesn't seem possible that she's gone.
She wasn't sick or anything. Then suddenly she was dead.
Yeah, and we had so many good things planned to do this summer. Now we'll never get to do them.
Oh, your grandmother lived a long life, children. 72 years.
That's not so very long. Old Mr. Hatchet lived to be 98. And he was mean and ugly and...
Julie!
Well, he was. And Grandmother was good and kind and sweet. And I don't think God should have taken her away from us.
Julie, I wish you could try to understand that God knows what's best.
I wish Josie could have been here for the funeral. It seems like it would have been easier if we could have all been together.
I know. I missed your sister, too.
Granny won't ever get to see Josie's new baby. I know that makes Josie even sadder.
Yes, and Granny was looking forward to seeing her first great-grandchild.
Why couldn't God have waited just a few more years before he took our Granny? Why?
Oh, Julie, honey, trust God. Quit questioning him. He always knows what is best. There's the rest of the family. I'll go. Time and God's grace heal many wounds, even the hurt of losing one we love. It's been 4 weeks since Granny's death, and slowly laughter has returned to the Hansons' home. Sometimes Julie almost forgets her grandmother is gone, but at other times, it's still very painful. A couple of times she thought she heard Granny call, "Julie, honey, come here." She started to Granny's room before she realized Granny was not there. At times like this, the hurt returns sharply, rather like the deep probing of a cut which has started to heal. Nights seem to be the hardest for Julie. Almost every night, just as she slips into the borderline between reality and dreams, a picture of her grandmother flashes on the screen of her mind.
Oh, Granny! Granny, where are you?
Julie, what's the matter? Here, let me turn on the light. Oh, honey, are you crying again?
Oh, Daddy, will I ever forget?
Oh, let's hope you don't. Surely you don't want to forget Granny.
No, I don't. But it hurts so to remember.
I know, but it will get easier. Try to remember the good times, honey, not the funeral. Remember happy days.
I'll try.
The Bible tells us to think on things that are pure and lovely and good, so why not think about something pleasant? Hey, aren't you invited to a party at Brenda's tomorrow night?
Yeah, we always have lots of fun at her house. Her mother is really nice.
Then think about that, Julie, as you go to sleep. Learn to control your thoughts, honey. There's another verse in the Bible that says God will keep us in perfect peace if our minds are fixed on Him. When you start to think about something upsetting, first ask the Lord for help. Then sort of turn the knob on your brain, like changing stations on the radio. Make yourself think about something else. With God's help, you can do it.
Okay, Daddy, I'll try. I'm sorry to be such a baby.
Oh, honey, don't be sorry. You are the baby of this family, you know. At least you were until Josie had baby Jane.
I sure wish we could see her. Don't you, Daddy?
Oh, do I ever. But Lincoln is 1,500 miles from here.
I don't know why Bob and Josie had to move so far away when they got married.
Well, they do have to eat, you know. And Bob does have a good job there. Now, enough chit-chat for one night. Good night, Julie.
Night, Daddy.
The next night, Julie had a wonderful time at Brenda's party. The girls popped corn, made fudge, and played games. They were still at it when the phone rang.
Hello? Yes, this is Mrs. Wright. Who? Julie? Yes, she's here, Mr. Hansen. I'll call her. Julie! Julie! My, what a lot of noise you girls are making. Julie, telephone!
Me? Who is it?
Your father.
Daddy? Hello! But Daddy, we're... But I don't want to come home right now. We're in the middle of a game. But we're... In 15 minutes? But why? A surprise for me? Couldn't it wait until later? What is it? Daddy, please tell me. Oh, Daddy, I'd really rather sit here than have a surprise. I know I don't know what it is, but I do know I'm having lots of fun here. Please, Daddy, can I stay? Yes, sir. Okay. I'll be on the porch in 15 minutes. Yes, sir. I'm sorry, Brenda, but I gotta go home. My folks have some kind of surprise for me.
Oh, do you have to go? Can't your surprise wait? Can't you at least finish this game? Do you have to go now?
I wish I could stay longer, but Dad said he'd be here for me in 15 minutes. I wish I didn't have to go.
But I have a new game I wanted you to play.
Now, Brenda, I'm sure Julie's dad has a good reason for calling her home now. She'll come again another time. Don't be so unhappy. Come on, Julie, I'll help you collect your things.
The ride home was a rather silent one. Julie wanted to ask about her surprise, but she was too busy pouting. She told her father how unhappy the girls were that she had to leave early and how she wished she could have stayed too. Dad didn't say a word. And in the dark car, Julie didn't notice the big grin on his face. He parked in the driveway behind a strange car. Julie jumped out of the car and ran up to the front steps. As she reached for the doorknob, suddenly the door burst open.
Surprise!
Oh! Josie and Bob! And the baby! Oh, let me see the baby!
Here she is. Isn't she precious?
Oh, how sweet! Looks just like me.
Ha! You both got red noses, if that's what you mean. Only resemblance I see.
You'd better mind your talk, little brother, or you'll get to warm your niece's bottle at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Not me. That's Mother's job.
Oh, you sweet little thing.
Well, it's sure nice of you to say so.
Silly, I was talking to the baby. Oh, I wish Granny could see her.
Yes, we all do.
I wish you could have come to the funeral, Josie.
Oh, I wanted to, Julie. How I wanted to be with my family. But Janie was only 3 days old.
Julie, aren't you glad now that I insisted you come home from the party?
Oh, yes.
Having Bob and Josie and little Janie come home unexpectedly, well, it sort of reminds me of another homecoming that took place recently.
Where's that, Dad?
Well, I'm thinking of the homecoming that took place in heaven when Granny went home. You know, it had been 8 years since she had been with Granddad.
That's right. She often told me how much she missed him.
And then there was her baby who died when he was only a year old, and her brother Bill who was killed in the war, and well, lots and lots of other relatives who went on to heaven before her.
You mean God called her home just like you called me tonight?
Yes, he did. There were several special people he knew she wanted to see, just as I knew you wanted to see Josie and Bob and little Janie.
We still had lots of things planned to do at the party tonight, but you knew that seeing the baby was more important to me.
Say, that's just like all those things we had planned to do with Granny this summer. God knew she would rather see Granddad than go fishing in Clear Creek.
Think how happy Granny is in heaven right now with her family together. Why, she even gets to see Jesus.
Yes, and I'm sure that's what makes her happiest. Granny is happier there than we are with our family together here.
Oh, it's finally all beginning to make sense. God does know best, doesn't he?
Yes, honey. He sure does. The older I get, the more I long to see my Savior. I'm hoping the Lord will come back while I'm still living, but either way, I know that I'm on my way to heaven. Can you say that? If you died tonight, do you know where you'd go? You can. As I've often shared with you through the years, it's as simple as A, B, C. A, admit that you are a sinner and can't save yourself. B, believe that Jesus died for you and rose again for you. And then C, confess your sins to the Lord and ask Him to save you. If you'd like to know more, please write to me, Uncle Charlie, and send that letter to CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. That's Uncle Charlie, CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501.